Working in law enforcement was Kim Prater's dream. The only problem was that it was 1965 and women were not yet allowed to be police officers. It would be another 10 years before she would be able to pursue her goals. But on July 1, 1975, Kim Prater did just that. At 28 years old, she became the first female police officer in the Baldwin Park Police Department and one of the first in California. Why did you decide to become a police officer?
Well, my whole life, as a child growing up, I wanted to be an FBI agent. And of course, in the 50s, that was just unheard of. You just couldn't do that. And even in the 60s, law enforcement was just not a career open to women, but that's what I always wanted to be. I always played, I didn't play Cowboys and Indians. I played FBI agent, Russian spy.
Kim applied to Baldwin Park Police Department because there was no height requirement and no explicit ban on hiring women. Several months later, Kim graduated number one in her class at the Rio Hondo Police Academy. But the academy experience was not without its tests that were given to her simply because she was a woman.
On one occasion, they took us out of class. They had a bucket full of rattlesnakes that they had caught. They took us outside the building, they handed me a shovel, and they told me to kill them all. And they did not do that to the male officers.
Much of what Kim experienced was not yet being filtered through a feminist awareness, and it wasn't until much later that she saw the officers' actions as sexist. Never asking for special favors, she conducted herself in a professional manner and let the constant stream of derogatory remarks roll off her back.
I just knew it was going to be that way, and I did not feel anything. It didn't, again, you didn't talk about that. You didn't talk about Women's History Month. None of that existed in those days. And maybe it did, but not in my world. And so I expected to be treated differently. And, you know, to be made fun of, and I knew it was going to be twice as hard for me.
So how did it affect your family when you became the first female police officer?
My parents were very, very proud. My mother and father were both afraid because, you know, their only experience with police had been watching TV. And when you watch TV every day, a shootout occurs, you know. Not so much on the news back then, but it was the police shows. The cop shows, and they were afraid. They call me every single day. Hi, what's new? How was work? I know I was to check to make sure I was still alive.
Kim said her colleagues and superiors continuously tested her, hoping to find a chink in her armor, an excuse to use her gender against her. But she insists that her strength was not in her size, but rather in her ability to talk her way out of a delicate situation. One such test came when she was ordered to transport a known violent criminal, a neo-Nazi, and a notorious repeat offender. In those days, there were no cages or plastic separating the officer from the suspect in the back seat.
I put Red in my car, and I said, you know, I know what your reputation is. And I said, you know they're giving me a test, don't you, that I have to transport you? And he's laughing. And I said, I'll tell you what, if you don't kick me, spit on me, try to get out of my police car. I said, just remember, you know, I do have a gun, and holy cow, your reputation, I could probably shoot you, and I'm going to skate. Okay, I said, but if you'll just go peaceably with me, cooperate with me, I'll give you a kiss when we get to county jail. You will? I said, absolutely. He said, okay.
As late as the mid-1980s, Kim was turned down for the position of homicide detective, explicitly for being a woman. The job was given to a less qualified male with prior investigations against him for fornicating on the job with a prostitute. But eventually she left Baldwin Park for a job at California Polytechnic University in Pomona, where she quickly became its first female police chief. And the first thing she did as chief was write a 5-page anti-discrimination policy covering all of the areas in which women could possibly be discriminated against. This is Pam White for Annenberg Radio News.